when you're shopping for clothes, do you consider whether a piece of clothing is ethical?
Yes and no. So I do care, because as somebody who works and has worked many jobs, I believe that the workers that make the products should be treated properly and not under harsh conditions. However, I don't, because I know that even if I were to stop buying clothes from companies where their approach is unethical in production, it doesn't really make a difference, because if I'm doing it, doesn't mean everybody else is doing it. Most people just blow over it, don't really care. So therefore, because I know that me alone won't make a difference, I just don't care.
Do you know where to go to find ethical clothing?
No, I don't. And I think that's probably one of the main issues, is that you don't really know what's ethical and unethical until, you know, somebody possibly whistleblows it, and then you just find out through a scandal, whatever. But either way, with companies that were known for their poor treatment of workers or unethical ways of making clothes, it was big news at one moment and gone the next. So I feel like even when that it's all said and done, that a big company that makes clothes is unethical, people don't really care. So there's outrage, but nothing is done afterwards, which is why I tend to not really care, because I know that no one is going to make a difference.
So if there was a place that told you which brands are ethical and explained the manufacturing process like transparently, like would that make you more likely to choose ethical clothing?
Yes. But that would have to do with price as well, because I feel like clothes that are like more cheaply priced are ethical. I'm not entirely sure, but I feel like they are. But it would have to do with price, because if, for example, I had to choose between clothes that made unethically were cheaper and clothes that made ethically but more expensive, I'm probably going to go the cheaper route.
Yeah, and pick the unethical.
And pick the unethical just because of the price.
Yeah. That is the problem.
So when it's all said and done, it just comes down to money.
Yeah, that is the problem with it.
I think that is just I feel like money is the factor. There are other things like brand power and imagery. But I do think at that core, it's all to do with money.
When shopping for clothes, do you tend to consider whether a brand is ethical or not?
Yes, I do. I feel like that's quite important to me.
Where do you go to find ethical brands?
I think it's difficult to find a lot of mainstream ethical brands, so most of the time I look at like small local places, either on Instagram or if I do my own research, I'll try find like compilations of ethical brands. I think the sort of culture created around it, like the idea of fast fashion and sustainable fashion, it comes with quite a bit of elitism when you think about how people shame people who buy at Primark because it's affordable. It's not because they hate sweatshops, but it's just because more sustainable clothing isn't accessible to people with low income backgrounds. Maybe trying to reuse clothing or repurpose clothing, and I just think not shaming people for not choosing the most ethical brands, because I feel like there's something that we could all always be doing, so you can't just say that it's completely feasible to ask someone to pay £150 for some vegan sneakers.
When you're shopping for clothes, do you consider whether a brand is ethical?
Nah, not really. I don't. I don't think so. I guess it doesn't really, I'm more concerned with how the clothes look and feel and fit. I guess I'm very like uninterested in the politics of clothing. I like wearing nice anime clothes.
If there was a place to go where you could be told which brands are ethical and how they're ethical, would that convince you to?
Depending on like price, like if they weren't ridiculously more expensive and if the quality is still as good, then yeah, I wouldn't mind buying ethical clothes.
Is that something you associate with ethical clothing, high price tag?
Yeah, I guess, since they would have to do more to make it ethical.
When you're shopping for clothes, do you consider whether they're ethical?
Okay, so yeah, I guess as of lately, it's not so much like an active consideration, but it's more like a passive consideration, like I keep in the back of my head. Because I don't like shopping for like H&M and Top Man and shit. Because I'm aware that like the processes behind creating that those pieces of clothing is the reason why it's called fast fashion, because it's quickly made at the expense of laborers, using horrible and, you know, like destructive processes, like that, you know, make the... I'm not going to spend £20 to buy a pair of cargos that would otherwise killing my planet, do you know what I mean? Like, there's been an, you know, a rise in the frequency that vintage shops and thrift shops and eBay and Depop, stuff like that, and Grailed, things like that have been used. Mm. Like, even some of my best friends, some of their favourite clothes are hand-me-downs, second-hand.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the jacket I'm wearing, obviously you can't see me right now, but the jacket I'm wearing right now, hand-me-down. Jeans I'm wearing right now, hand-me-down. Do you know what I mean? Like, my rings, hand-me-down. Everything's hand-me-down. What's also unethical about, like, retail stores, like, buying things from retail, is the pricing as well. Everything's getting inflated. Everything's inflated. You can buy the, you can buy something nicer for, like, a quarter of the price from eBay than something you could buy for, like, thousands of pounds on, do you know what I mean? Like, in Gucci or da-da-da. So I think as a whole, in terms of, in regards to the processes, because obviously most things are made in China, and in China, you know, obviously I don't really know much because of censorship, but in China, a lot of processes, a lot of things there are just backwards, so screwed up, because they're so, they're under the grip of the government, and it's just crazy. I hope, you know, no one comes to me, the Chinese government comes to me, but it's crazy. So I believe that, yeah, I do unconsciously and sometimes consciously consider the ethics of clothing.